It's 11 o'clock. This is Minnesota Public Radio News.
It's 4 o'clock GMT. This is special coverage from the BBC World Service with Madeline Morris and Roger Hearing.
And today's big breaking news, Osama bin Laden is dead. The most wanted man on the planet has been killed by U.S. Special Forces in Pakistan.
A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
There are joyous scenes outside the White House as jubilant crowds have gathered.
We'll be looking at the hunt for the man behind 9/11.
As well as the circumstances behind his death.
At Al-Qaeda, the organization he founded and led.
And what all of this will do for the global fight against terrorism.
That's all coming up here on the BBC. First, let's get the latest world news.
This is an NPR special report. The U.S. says Al-Qaeda mastermind Osama bin Laden has been killed by U.S. forces. From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jamie McIntyre. The dramatic announcement came directly from President Barack Obama at the White House just about 30 minutes ago. The president saying it followed an intelligence break that took months to confirm that Osama bin Laden was hiding in a compound deep in Pakistan.
Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. For over two decades, bin Laden has been Al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda.
The president made a point of saying that bin Laden's death does not mark the end of the U.S. battle against Al-Qaeda. Mara Liasson is national political correspondent for NPR. She joins us now. Mara, what is the impact of the death of Osama bin Laden?
Well, the impact is huge. This was the most important counterterrorism goal of the United States for the last 10 years. Osama bin Laden has been the number one target. President George W. Bush tried and failed to capture him or kill him. President Barack Obama, as he reminded the nation tonight, had always promised to take action on Pakistani soil if he got actionable intelligence about high-value terrorist targets, that the U.S. would act unilaterally if necessary to take out any terrorist it found on Pakistani soil, and in particular Osama bin Laden. There might be blowback from this. The United States has already put its forces on high alert to be careful about terrorist attacks that might occur in retaliation for this. It doesn't mean, as the president pointed out tonight, that Al-Qaeda is finished. Al-Qaeda still exists and is still a threat. But this is a huge, huge achievement for the United States. The biggest, as the president said, the biggest counterterrorism achievement to date since 9/11.
Right. Mara Liasson, national political correspondent for NPR. Even before President Obama made his announcement, people gathered outside the White House in anticipation. They were singing the Star Spangled Banner and chanting USA, USA. This is NPR. Reaction to the death of Osama bin Laden at the hands of U.S. forces also came tonight from former President George W. Bush, who was in office at the time of the September 11th attacks and who famously said he wanted Osama bin Laden dead or alive. The former president issued a statement tonight saying the fight against terror goes on, but tonight America has sent an unmistakable message. No matter how long it takes, justice will be done. That statement from former President George W. Bush. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has this on who Osama bin Laden was and his history.
Osama bin Laden was born in 1957. He grew up riding horses and playing soccer, the pampered son of a Saudi millionaire. At university, he was exposed to radical Islamist thinkers. And as a young man, he traveled to Afghanistan to engage in the war against the Soviets. When the Soviets withdrew, bin Laden returned home to Saudi Arabia, but he soon fell out with the government and moved to Sudan from 1991 to 96. By that point, bin Laden's reputation as a financier of international terrorism was growing. Pressure from the U.S. meant bin Laden had to leave Sudan, too, and he ended up back in Afghanistan, enjoying the support of the Taliban government and setting up his network of terrorist training camps. It was from his sanctuary in Afghanistan that bin Laden plotted his most spectacular attack, the terrorist strikes of September 11th. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News.
Repeating our top story, President Barack Obama says Osama bin Laden has been killed in a ground operation in Pakistan. During a late evening TV address from the White House, the president said the operation was done by a small team of Americans. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, working with states to implement the Fostering Connections Act, on the web at aecf.org.
ABC News.
It's 4:06 GMT. This is The World Today from the BBC World Service. You're with Roger Hearing and Madeleine Morris.
Well, it was the moment America and much of the world had waited 10 years for. The announcement that Osama bin Laden was dead. The leader and founder of Al-Qaeda, the man behind 9/11 and the bombings in East Africa, the most wanted man on the planet, in fact, had disappeared into the mountains on the Pakistan-Afghanistan border, it was believed. But in the end, it was in a mansion 115 kilometres outside the Pakistani capital that saw his demise at the hands of US Special Forces. Late at night in the United States, President Obama went on television to break the news to the nation that the man that they had been chasing for 10 years was dead.
Last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorized an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
That's President Obama speaking a little over half an hour ago, confirming the news that Osama bin Laden is dead. We can speak now to Mike Hurley. He's a former member of the 9/11 Commission in the United States, also a former CIA leader in Afghanistan. First of all, sir, just your reaction to the news.
Well, this is a significant and historic day. The death, the killing of the person who masterminded and authorized the biggest attack on the United States in its history, and has been the subject of a manhunt for 10 years, so it's very significant.
Were you surprised when you heard the location of the attack, just about 100 kilometers outside the Pakistani capital?
To some extent, I was. I think that authorities of counterterrorism officials have long believed that bin Laden was in Pakistan. That specific location, though, it was a little surprising.
Why do you find it surprising?
I think just because of its proximity to the capital, Islamabad, I think it's about 60 to 70 miles away. And I guess one would have thought that he might have been more located in very mountainous and remote areas.
Because does it indicate to you what has long been suspected and in some cases proven, in fact, collusion between Pakistani authorities and the Pakistani Taliban, people wishing to shelter Osama bin Laden?
Well, clearly it indicates that what we have long thought, that he was being protected. My view has always been simply by sympathizers by the Taliban, perhaps, I think it's speculation in terms of whether Pakistani authorities provided that shelter at all. I think it's unlikely, though I think it clearly does indicate that he was given a degree of protection simply by sympathizers.
Jonathan Marcus, our defense and security correspondent, is here with us as well. Jonathan, one thing that we really noticed in that speech, and we've just touched on there, is the lack of mention of involvement of Pakistani authorities. I think President Obama used the phrase, they helped in their intelligence to lead us to this stage. What does that say to you?
Well, I think it really underlines what we've known for a very long time, that the relationship between Washington and Islamabad, at least certainly on the security front, is an ambivalent one. Pakistan is an ally of the United States in the so-called war on terror, but equally the Americans are very suspicious about some of the activities of elements, at least, of Pakistan's security forces and intelligence services. So I think that, there is a degree of ambivalence, a degree of tension there, and that's going to be, I think, one of the very interesting things as we learn more about this operation, just the extent of what information came from Pakistan, how much did Pakistan know about this operation before it was conducted, and so on.
What President Obama alluded to in his speech when he made the announcement just then was that when he first took office, he directed the head of the CIA, Leon Panetta, to make this his number one target in getting in his approach to the war on terrorism. Now, how much actually really changed in approaches between the Bush administration and the Obama administration and Osama bin Laden?
I'd be surprised in some ways if there was a fundamental change. I think this man was at the top of America's most wanted list ever since 9/11. Whether there were greater opportunities, perhaps because Al-Qaeda has been very much on the back foot in recent years, that's again another interesting thing to consider. I think that what's fascinating about this is that in a way it means everything and in a way it means nothing. Clearly, of course, it's vitally important for the Americans that they eventually get their man, and that is a considerable achievement. That's why there are crowds outside the White House in Washington as we speak. But of course, the core of Al-Qaeda, which bin Laden headed, has changed in many ways. The threat from Al-Qaeda is more increasingly from affiliates, from offshoots, from franchises, as you might call them, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, organizations like Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, where Osama bin Laden is perhaps an inspirational figure rather than a directing figure. And it's interesting because when we sit down and look at all of this, clearly getting out bin Laden is going to be crucial for the American war on terror. But equally, you might argue, something as diffuse at the moment and uncertain as the Arab Spring, the changes in so many countries in the Middle East, which at least promise the hope of bringing in some kind of democracy, that may be as much a threat to the kind of ideology and outlook on which Al-Qaeda and this form of terrorism rests as indeed getting the physical presence of one individual may be.
Jonathan, for the moment, thanks. Let's now go to Frank Gaffney, President of the Center for Security Policy, National Security Research Organization in Washington. Mr. Gaffney, thanks for joining us. I guess the question we're asking everybody within this time of the breaking news, what's your response?
Obviously, we're wildly pleased that a man who has eluded justice for so long has finally met his maker. That said, I think the real question is, what do we do now? And my hope is that what will begin this evening is an appreciation that we must focus our efforts more broadly, not simply on bin Laden's cohort, whether it's Al-Qaeda or like-minded copycat or franchise operations that practice, as Al-Qaeda does, the violent form of jihad, but also to recognize that there are many Muslims, not all by any means, but many Muslims who share the same objectives of Al-Qaeda, namely the application worldwide of this political, military, legal program they call Sharia and the reestablishment of a caliphate, but who seek to accomplish those purposes in countries like Britain and elsewhere in the West, including the United States.
Well, Mr. Gaffney, let me pick you up in a second.
Through stealthy means. And those are the ones that I think we need to focus on next.
Because Jonathan Marcus, our diplomatic correspondent, as you probably heard there, was saying it both changes things and doesn't necessarily change things. Do you think the death of Osama bin Laden will affect those things you're talking about directly, or will it not?
Well, obviously that depends in part on whether we now take the sorts of steps that I think are needed. We haven't to this point, quite understandable, but I think nonetheless regrettable preoccupation with getting him. Getting him is a tremendous accomplishment, not to be underestimated in terms of its importance, but it is only a piece of the problem of dealing with al-Qaeda, let alone this larger Sharia threat that I think has to be recognized now is coming not only from the violent sorts, but those who are pursuing it, like the Muslim Brotherhood, through more stealthy techniques.
Let me ask you one question, I suppose, that could be seen as opening up a kind of partisan argument, but some people might say, is it significant that this happened under President Obama rather than under President Bush, the man who led the fight against terrorism in the wake of 9/11? And it seems almost, was it just a lucky break, or was it a change of focus by the CIA, as the president suggested, that perhaps led to this?
I don't think we know enough just yet. My certain belief is that President Bush, during his time in office, was every bit as single-minded about trying to, as I say, bring justice to bin Laden, if not bring him to it, as was President Obama. I think this was, in all likelihood, a function of some luck and a lot of very hard work over a long period of time. But we'll know more about that in the days to come, I'm quite certain. But congratulations to President Obama, and I was heartened to see that President Bush was among those to express those sentiments very early on.
Indeed, he said the fight against terror goes on, but tonight America sent an unmistakable message. No matter how long it takes, justice will be done. That's what President Bush had to say. Frank Gaffney, thank you very much for joining us. Let me just remind those of you who are joining us that this is a special BBC News coverage of the breaking news within the past hour and a half that Osama bin Laden is dead. President Obama made that announcement live on US television, and that it said that Osama bin Laden had been killed by US special forces raiding a compound just outside the Pakistani capital Islamabad within the last 24 hours. So that's the breaking news within the last hour and a half, of huge significance, of course, globally. So what will that mean for the people who follow Osama bin Laden, and indeed the areas where he was operating in Afghanistan and Pakistan? Joining us now on the line is Ahmed Rashid, writer, expert, analyst, who's written many books on the Taliban. Ahmed Rashid, did this come as a huge surprise to you?
Yes, it did. I mean, you know, there's been so much silence for so long on this issue. We know, of course, that the Americans have had really stepped up attacks in Pakistan through these drone attacks. Clearly, their intelligence on the ground had improved a lot. And in fact, the real question was why this didn't happen earlier, because we do know that, you know, the CIA have got hundreds of people now, locals, that is, Pakistanis and Afghan tribesmen, who are working for them, giving information to them, so that they can launch these drones. And why there has not been any intelligence on bin Laden for so very long.
And is it a surprise where it happened? I mean, in Pakistan, this place, Abbottabad, just a little bit north of Islamabad, a lot of people, I think, will be surprised, even a little bit shocked, that it was there.
Well, I think, you know, the Pakistanis are still in a state of shock, because there have not been, as far as I know, any statements so far from the government or the army or the intelligence. And they would normally have issued a statement by now as to why. Of course, you know, this is going to raise all sorts of issues, because Pakistan has been in a state of denial that al-Qaeda is based in Pakistan, and has said always that it's always been, they've always been in Afghanistan, they've never been in Pakistan. The Americans, of course, have countered that always in saying that no, al-Qaeda is not in Afghanistan, it's in Pakistan, and that's where the real threat is coming from. And now it's been proved. And Abbottabad, let me tell you, is a very a million plus city. It's not a small town or a village. It's a very much a city. It's got industry. It's got everything a modern city amenities has. If he's been hiding out up in Abbottabad, and you know, it's very much part of the settled areas of Pakistan. Okay. It's not something which is out in the boondocks.
Ahmed Rashid, stay with us for a second. I just want to remind people once again that this is special coverage coming to you from the BBC World Service, relating, of course, to the breaking news that Osama bin Laden is dead, the announcement made by President Obama within the past hour.